This is a She Drew That podcast. She Drew That is a London-based animation community aimed at developing women in animation skills and connecting them with people in the industry to strengthen their employability and hopefully go some way to narrowing the gender gap we see in animation. Each episode will consist of a conversation between two women from the UK animation industry, one junior and one senior, chatting about their specialism and throwing some light on different career paths within the industry. This is a special one-off episode which we wanted to make as the Flamin Animation Fund is now open. The Flamin Animation Fund is set up by Film London and the Arts Council England and is a commissioning programme for four early career black identifying artist animators living in the UK. The deadline is the 22nd of May 2023, so we really hope to get the word out there about this funding pot. We thought it'd be great for this episode to get two women who received funding in the past to chat about their general application process and hopefully give you an idea of what you might need to prepare. We have Lana Dean, who received funding from Flamin last year, speaking with Harriet Gillian, who received funding from the BFI as a part of the 2019 Short Form Animation Fund. You can find links to the funds mentioned in the show notes. But now, to let our speakers introduce themselves.
I'm Lana Dean, and I'm an illustrator and animator. I'm very new to the industry. I graduated in 2021 from Kingston University in illustration and animation, and since then I've been working sort of odd jobs and keeping up my practice around that. And including in that, I've been working on a film with Flamin, which is the grant that I got through this funding application, on a film about Dungeness called Tender Wasteland.
It's so exciting. And I've seen the like trailer or a clip of it, and I love what I've seen. So I'm excited to see
Thank
more.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I love your work in general. I was just like looking at it. It's like, oh, it's so beautiful.
Yours too. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Harriet Gillian. I am a animator and screenwriter. I was working as an animator for a very long time. I graduated way back in 2005. And recently I've been supplementing animation with some screenwriting. And yeah, I applied with Hannah Jacobs to the BFI Short Form Animation Fund in 2019. And we made a film called Your Mountain is Waiting, which we finished in, I think, 21. I lose track because of all the COVID years. But that's me.
Amazing. I just wanted to ask, have you always done screenwriting, or is that something that came later?
Yeah, it kind of came later. I started out and I was just like, oh, I want to animate, I want to be an animator, and moved to London with that in mind. And that was like my focus for the first like few years. But I always loved coming up with the story ideas for films or whatever. That was always like my favorite part of any kind of production stuff. So I went and did a bit of fiction writing for a little while and like writing for kids and stuff. But I always knew like kind of writing for film or TV, like screen, I guess, was what I wanted. And then, yeah, over the last maybe 5 or 6 years, I've like really tried to sort of push that in my spare time. And that's how I met Hannah. I met Hannah through animation. But she knew I wanted to write. So then when she was like, I'm going to apply to this fund, like, I need a writer, would you like to do it? I was like, yes, please. That would be amazing. So, yeah, so that's like really helped, obviously, get me a bit of a step up the ladder. First rung.
yeah, for sure.
You graduated from Kingston, you said.
Yes. Yeah.
And that always seems like such a good course, because people seem to come out of it. Like over the years, I've known various people who seem so ready to like jump into the industry, and especially as directors. Yeah, it seems like a good course. Was it a good one?
Yeah, I loved it a lot. I think just because as you say, everyone on the course is so into illustration and animation, and it's such like a positive vibe, and everyone's really, yeah, like always in the studio, really hard working. It was just a really fun experience, and the tutors as well, always really encouraging.
And it feels like they really like teach you guys what it's actually going to be like, or like the directing side of thing features quite heavily. Like it sort of did in mine a little bit too, but yeah, I always just feel like Kingston students come out like a different level. Like you're just like good to go.
I don't know. I just feel like that. I still feel like I'm still learning so much, and I still feel like I'm such a beginner. Well, I am, but yeah, I don't know. I think also because I chose the illustration pathway, you either choose illustration or animation in second year, and a lot of my work was illustration when I was in uni, and then when I came out, that's when I kind of started doing a lot more animation stuff.
Ah, that's interesting. So then. Yeah, okay. So after graduating, tell us a bit about how you went from that to, yeah, like doing more animation and then Flamin' and how that came about.
So the first job I did out of uni was for Studio Labs. I did it with three other people from Kingston. It was like an internal NHS three films using an illustrator's assets, and then we were animating them together, and that was a really interesting experience. And I was working with people over Zoom as well. It was still a bit COVID-y. Yeah,
right. Yeah, you graduated during COVID.
Yeah. The last year was a bit up and down because of that, but so I did that, and then I moved home and I worked in a cafe for a few months. It's like the same job that I've had it for like 6 years, so back to that, and then just working in the like around that as well. And then I did some studio running as well, and that was in at Blink, but because I was like traveling so much, I couldn't really like afford to keep doing that. So that was when I kind of decided, okay, I need to get my head down and just do whatever it takes to get to London, which I've just done. So and then Flamin', a friend sent me the application. It was probably this time last year or a bit further on. Yeah, I just applied for that, and I'd have just finished, so it was a year-long sort of cycle working on the film. They also did workshops as well, so it felt really involved, and it was really great to have something to focus on throughout this year, seeing as I wasn't working in the industry as such.
And the idea that you submitted for Flamin', was that something that you created just for that, or was it something you'd been thinking about for a while?
So it's about Dungeness, and I think maybe the month before I had just revisited, and I used to live maybe about 20 minutes from there in Kent in Dimchurch. I've been there lots of times, and it's felt like quite a personal place. So I had sort of ideas brewing, I guess, and then when it came to writing my application, I didn't have a specific story or anything. I just wrote about the place, what it meant to me, and like I knew I wanted it to be about that, so I didn't have to come with a developed idea when actually submitting.
So you didn't need to submit like a script, as it were?
No, not at all, definitely not a script. It was just early ideas, I think maybe 400 words or something, just about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or less.
Wow, that's amazing.
The actual initial application was really easy to get started with, because you just had to write about a bit about yourself, write about what your idea might be, and then submit some of your work, which it didn't have to be a full film. I think I submitted two short, very short films, and then some style frames as well.
And were those style frames specific to the film, or were they just sort of images that you had pre, like, that idea?
Yeah, not related to the Dungeness idea. So all the work is just work I had already done, so didn't have to do anything for it.
That's amazing.
I was just going to ask about your application for Your Mountain Is Waiting. Did you?
Yeah, that was quite a bit more intense. I was looking back over the pitch deck thing that we did just today, because I was like, God, what did we submit?
Yeah.
So for us, Hannah had decided she wanted to go for it, and it was very much set up for like people that were like her, where she'd been working commercially for quite a while and obviously made a few films like at uni and outside of uni, but wanted to spend a bit more time creating something of their own. And because obviously the money was like fairly high too, we had to be quite on it with what we submitted and had to sort of know things kind of inside out and they asked a lot more questions. Hannah did like a creative vision as the director, like a creative statement. I had to do a writer's statement. We had style frames, character designs. Hannah Lauwalker had done an animation test for us, as well as Matt Lloyd. So we had two animation tests. We had Hannah's, mine, and Zoe, the producer's CVs. Hannah had written a thing about the animation and the music, like what she'd imagined for each of those, like texturally or like the sounds that she imagined. There was a diversity standards thing we had to fill out. We did a little bit on festival strategy and impact plan. And then Zoe did a quite rough like production schedule, but just sort of laying out how long we thought it would take, what we were taking for each like section, pre-production, production, post. So yeah, but a lot of like, it was a lot, like looking back through the document, it's pretty heavy, but you are sort of guided through those, like they are things they're asking for. So it's not like we didn't know. So, you know, it's kind of nice that you're like, oh God, I have no idea what goes into a deck, but it was all there. Like with yours, you just sort of had to say however many words about this and say how many words about that. So even though it sounds big and daunting once you break it down, and because I guess there was three of us, so like Hannah was doing her stuff, I was doing my part of it, and then Zoe was doing her, you know, like we're all contributing to this bigger thing. So it looks massive, but it's like three people's work or angles into like one thing. So that, yeah, I feel less scared to do it again now that I've got that as like a template.
Yeah, definitely. How long did it take you together to do that? Were you working on it for a long time?
I think not really. Like, I think the deadline was like October or November. And I think Han came to me in like September. I think in the end, there was about like 5 weeks total from like, do you want to do this to let's submit it. So I think we spent like a couple of weeks back and forth on the script, like part time, like maybe a bit longer. Maybe we were doing that a little bit more the whole time. But yeah, then obviously getting people to help us with tests, and Hannah was doing all the style frames and stuff. So I think in the end, it must have been about 5 weeks, but I'd probably have to double check, fact check it. Maybe I'm lying.
really quick.
It was short. Yeah. It felt short. Yeah. For what we ended up putting in, it didn't seem necessarily like we'd made it on the fly, but also like a lot of stuff did change, I guess, from it as well. Like not the character designs and style frames, but certain aspects of it changed. So I guess that's the other thing, is like, again, with yours, like how did it go from being submitted, like how did it change to what came out at the end?
So after the initial like sending off the application, I then had like a one-to-one, it was like an interview, but very, very informal. And we sort of just like had a back and forth about what it could look like, what sort of techniques I would envision and stuff like that. So everything like the sort of style frames and the planning was part of the process of like after getting the funding, which was really nice because the people working at Flamin were really, really, really helpful in giving feedback or ideas, or even just saying like, if you need this, we can, all sorts of things, just to make it really, I guess, just like quite like smooth, because all of us, so there were three other people who also got the funding, and we're all quite early stage career, so we're all in the same position and we could all see how each other's was going along as well. So I felt that was, for me, a really big part of it, because a lot of the time I can get like quite stressed about what mine would look like and stuff like that, and just hearing from other people, having that sort of, I guess, reassurance was really vital for that.
That's really nice. So did you do like workshops and stuff together as a like cohort?
Yeah, it was really great. They had brought in speakers and stuff like that to hear from other illustrators, animators, and yeah, just being able to spend that time talking about animation and just being in that world was really, like, every time I had a call with them or something like that, I would feel so refreshed, because it was just so, it felt like being back at uni or something, having that tunnel vision over something.
Yeah, and just having that support and people excited too is so nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like you say, when you get bogged down or stressed, you're like...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to make the film without having that sort of structure. I don't know why, it was just really, really helpful.
Oh, that's so good. And No,
I was just going to ask, had you written the script or had you had the idea before you applied?
No, it was something totally new that we kind of just, like, Han had a couple of style frames already and she knew she had some vague sort of themes or ideas, like, about intuition and stuff that she was keen on, like, making a film about somehow. Yeah, so we just sort of went from that and, yeah, just pinged. I basically showed her, like, tons of my, like, holiday pictures of, like I love nature and being outdoors and going off on big adventure holidays. And so I did, like, a lot of the stuff she'd been talking about was, like, this connection to nature and intuition. And so we had all these, like, images of weird mushrooms or, like, creatures or whatever that we just sort of, like, were like, this is a thing, you know, like, oh, what's this? Or what could this be? And, like, scale. And we're like, okay, so there's a girl. And, you know, like, it was all quite organic, but very much like back and forth, like collaborative. So like I've said before, like I always find it so much easier collaborating and like you having the support of the BFI team. Is it BFI or is it Film London?
Film London. Yeah.
Like any input like that you can get from people who are just as invested in the like creative process as you is just so refreshing and supportive so that you're not just going nuts on your own.
Yeah, it really does make such a difference.
Yeah. So did you feel, so obviously it sounds like it was quite simple sending off the application. Did you get stressed about anything? Was there anything you were worried about when you were doing it or was it quite simple?
I think initially I was worried because I hadn't had a fully fleshed out idea, but they didn't mind that. I think the interview, I'm calling it an interview, but it wasn't really, but I'll just say interview. It was really nice like to go there and actually see the people behind it. I met with two people called Maggie and Nathan, who I had main contact with the whole time throughout the year. And like, just, I don't know, it just felt really natural to speak to them on like a personal level as well, because it wasn't really all about the film as such. It was also just about getting to know each other. Yeah. And I guess in terms of like difficulty, I think it was just like having to maybe have the motivation or confidence, I think, to actually do it and think, because usually a lot of the time I sort of just think like, oh, not like not now, like, and I'll try another time, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's definitely very easy to be like, ah, oh, I'll never get it. Mm-hmm. Or like, so it feels like, depending on which funds you're going to, like there's so many different ones, it can feel like a lot of work or a bit out of your reach. But I definitely feel like, for me, I always feel a bit like I didn't really put the deck together. Like I feel like a bit of a fraud saying like, oh, it was easy, you know, like, when you know. But I think when you know what you're doing, what you want to say, when you can look at the bullet points of things that they're asking for and you've got an answer for those things, like I think it is easier, or not easier, but less stressful than you might think. And I guess it's just like going along that path and seeing how far you can get, and maybe you'll surprise yourself by being like, oh, actually I do have enough here to submit.
Yeah that was the thing, because I used a lot of my old work, I think that's why it was like quite simple for this one in particular. What was the process after you had got the funding? So I guess you already had a production plan, but what did that look like?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it was very like, you know, just sort of weeks blocked, but those weeks could, it wasn't like dates. It was just like, this is how many weeks we'd pick for this and this. But we had a similar thing. So after the submission, we got like an interview, and we had like, I think there was four or five people on the interview, and they asked us like a bunch of different questions. And I would say for anybody applying, they were pretty thorough with us. They wanted answers for, I mean, we had them luckily, but like, you know, they were very like specific about what music, how do you see that going, or like things that, you know, like in my head, I'm like writer animator, so I'm like really focused on that. But like Han had to be across like everything as the director, you know, so definitely like being aware of the kind of questions that might come up for things that you're like, oh, music and composition or whatever, sound, like, yeah, we'll get to that when we start. But actually they wanted to know that stuff like upfront during the interview. But obviously that went fine. And then a few weeks after that, we found out we got it. But that was at the start of lockdown, the first one. And then, yeah, animation got a bit nuts for me and Han. So we had to push starting production back to later in the year of 2020. And then, yeah, then it ran through into 2021, just about. Yeah, the schedule, you know, we had back and forth with the BFI before production, just, you know, like tweaking the story, making sure we were telling the right story the way we wanted to tell it. Yeah. And then like moving into production and having to tweak things, we hadn't maybe left enough time for storyboarding or pre-production. And so, you know, we had to the whole schedule sort of changed a little bit once we'd actually got into it, because we realized we needed more pre-production time or like delay the animators or whatever. So yeah, that was a huge learning curve. Because with your production, how has that worked? How have you managed making it? Has it been on your own?
Yeah. So, well, yeah, I was making the film and then my partner helped with the sound and things like that side of it. But I was making it, but I had people from Flame and they were really, I had a lot of one-to-ones with them that really pushed how I thought about things. And they were really helpful, because a lot of the time, yeah, I just was stuck in my own head or whatever. But yeah, so I was working, I guess the pre-production stage, I was working on it for about maybe 2 months, maybe a month, but I got ill. So there was about a month or maybe a month and a bit where I was quite behind on schedule. I think that kind of changed how I was working, because initially I intended to have it all hand-drawn animation and I lost quite a bit of time. So I had to sort of do a blend. But I think that kind of worked out for the better, because like to me, I think it, I don't know, I worked in a way I hadn't before that made me feel like I had, I don't know, developed, yeah, I guess, definitely. In a way. It was just nice to experiment.
Yeah. So what did you end up doing? 2D and a bit of comp?
Well, it was 2D and a bit hand-drawn and a bit digital. And then I had like a little bit of collage-y stuff. So like filming. Well, I scanned it in. But yeah, so a bit of like printmaking and stuff. So I was kind of playing with that sort of two different materials.
Oh, amazing. That sounds great.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really fun to do. I think my favorite part was towards like the end, when I was like, not the end, but like I knew what I was doing and I was just working through it.
Yeah, right.
It was quite fun.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Oh, I'm so excited to see it.
Thank you.
I was looking at your work earlier and I got really excited about the illustrations you've been doing while you're watching stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Especially the Succession one. Because I was like, oh, I'm so obsessed with it at the moment. They're so great though. And did you do one for After Sun as well? I can't remember what I saw.
Yeah, I did something for After Sun. Yeah.
They're so nice. This is an aside. But I just wanted to tell you that I really liked the Succession doing a long
time. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
It's so nice. It's such a nice way to like watch TV, but also feel like you're working.
Yeah, oh, yeah, completely. And also like, I feel like I can't watch TV and not do something. Like if I'm not doing that, then I'll just be like, I don't know, messing around. Like I can't really focus on stuff. Right. even if it's something like Succession and I love it, like still I'm... Yeah.
It's so cool. Yes, it is. From doing the Flamin application now, is there anything you would do differently, or is anything that you recommend to people, even if they're just thinking about it or when they're applying?
I think just first of all, definitely apply. Even if you like have a very small idea, as in you haven't really fleshed out an idea, but you sort of have a rough one, just write about that maybe, and like how you think it might look, what sort of materials you might use, what you've done in the past. But they're really open to having very early career animators, and it's just so worth applying, because like there's not much to lose, because it is such a simple application, so you won't have to spend too much time on it, and just put together the work that you feel maybe most proud of or most connected to how you think that you will want to work in the future.
That's really good advice.
What about you? How would you?
Things are, again, like apply, like just go for it. Because Helen, that was on the panel and I spoke to her last year, she always said, well, someone's got to win it. So like, why couldn't that be you? Someone's going to be successful. So you just never know. And I think like you were saying, actually, sometimes you can go through these things and think, oh, right, well, I need to sound this way or answer the questions that they're asking this way and sound professional, or like, how do they want to hear that? But actually, I think the more personal you can be, like with your application, and I think like with Han's director statement and stuff, they are investing in you as a creative and what you want to do and how you want to grow and what this would mean to you. And I think being as personal as you're willing to be in the application is a good thing. Like, I wouldn't shy away from doing it like that rather than writing what you think they might want to hear, or like what sounds professional but maybe isn't necessarily exactly you. Like, definitely I think that, and collaborate. I think like if it calls for it, like obviously yours was more specific to like where you were, but I think if there's other ones that people are applying for that need producers, directors, writers, animators, whatever, like share your work with people, see if they're interested. Like, don't be scared to bring people on, and collaborating, I think, always gets you somewhere faster. So definitely don't be afraid to do that.
Have you got any advice for people who maybe are looking for other like team members, or like how they might go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like look at who you know, who you've worked with. I guess in terms of producers, like I always get a bit like, oh God, I don't know producers. But I'm like, of course I know producers. Like every job I'm booked on is booked on by a producer, you know, and they're not necessarily like, just like I'm writing in my spare time or whatever, like they will maybe be producing things in their spare time and might want to get on board with something like a short film or whatever that is like another step for them. So definitely who you know. I mean, She Drew That obviously is like an incredible network of people, and like people putting shouts out on there all the time. That's a really great way to meet people. I mean, you see it on like Instagram, Twitter, like people are always, especially like I've noticed this season. So obviously like Flamin' is open, and the short film fund, not the animation one. I mean, you can do animation for it, but the short BFI film fund, that's also coming up soon. And I've seen a lot of people on Twitter, like directors or producers, being like, we're looking for projects to submit for this. Like, does anybody have anything? Which I was kind of surprised at. Actually, I was like, oh, that's quite interesting that like they're just sending the call out. So that's another way, I guess, to look out for people. I mean, I'm guessing you have like a network of people, like you said, your partner as well, like who you sort of have worked with from uni and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone at uni is amazing. So like, yeah, there's that, obviously that whole network, and just, yeah, people from jobs and stuff like that, people like friends of friends, stuff like that. I think I've seen people on Twitter as well being like, I'm looking for either like producer, director, stuff like that. And I think, I don't know, I've started to use it a bit more than Instagram, Twitter, so I think, yeah, that's a really good place. Yeah
it's funny, isn't it? I've realized, like, yeah, I get so overwhelmed with Instagram so quickly that I go on there and then I quickly am like, oh, I'm just going to get on with work.
Yeah.
But even though like Twitter always used to be that thing for me where I was like, oh, so many people's voices, I can't do it. I am actually like managing to pick things out like that at the moment. Maybe I've just like fine-tuned who I follow or something. But yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess it is the season. It's funding season, I guess. So, I mean, this stuff comes up all year round, but it does seem at the moment like there's quite a few open.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some friends who work in film who have been like talking about it as well, like in their applying. Yeah. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. Do you feel like now that you've done it once, do you feel less scared about doing it again? Do you feel excited about, would you look for another opportunity like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, after doing that, I feel very like motivated to do more stuff over this summer. I'd like to have like a list of stuff that I want to do, like sort out my like website and portfolio showreel and stuff like that. And then I feel like, although that's going against kind of what I'm saying, but in like, oh, you should just apply. But I think like just how I am right now, I think I know what direction I want to go into, maybe a bit more, definitely after this.
That's cool. Yeah, and have the people that you met from Film London and the Flamin', are you in touch with them still? Like, has there been like a relationship now that's sort of formed and will can kind of carry on post fund?
I think so. They're very open to just like having a chat anytime. And like now that I've, even though I've finished the film, I have another sort of last meeting with them coming up just to talk about the whole experience, which is really nice.
And was Flamin', it wasn't the first time they'd run it, or was
no,
it?
No, I think that year was the third one.
Ah, okay.
So this will be, yeah, this up and coming one will be the fourth.
Right. And is it always four filmmakers that they take?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And the fund is bigger this year as well, I think. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think especially if you've maybe just graduated and you feel maybe a bit lost, because that's definitely how I felt, and it did give me something to focus on for a whole year, basically. So
that's amazing. I guess especially coming out of uni when you did, like, after COVID, like, it must have been, like you said, you did some running for a bit, but it must have been really difficult being like, how am I going to crack this into this industry when everything's remote now?
Mm, yeah, definitely. I think
it sounds terrifying to
me. Yeah, it was really difficult, but on the flip side, I think it made it a bit easier to network and stuff like that, because like everyone was using Zoom and stuff like that, so, and like now that that's taken off, it's quite easy to reach people because I wasn't in London as well. It was really great for that. And then just another thing, even though Flamin' is based in London, they're really accommodating. In like other people who got the funding was from Edinburgh, another was from Exeter, so they were really like, they would pay for your travel or like do a Zoom concert.
Yeah, it's not a London specific.
No, it's anywhere.
Yeah,
in the UK.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I think it was last year, I did one of the like Film London short school things they do like for free around this time of year. They hold it every year where they get a bunch of people in to talk about the short film fund. Again, not the animation one I did, but the short film fund, which I think you can get between like $3,000 and $25,000 for. And you can do animation, but obviously it's a smaller fund. But I think Film London were running the short school, and they were really lovely. Like, they weren't anything to do with the one that I did, but at the end of it, they did like a sort of meet and greet thing on Zoom. And, they gave out their email addresses and just said, like, if you're ever confused or stuck, like, give us an email and we can help point you in the right direction for like funding or contacts, or, you know, like, it did seem like they genuinely wanted to help place people where it was useful for them. So that seemed really nice.
Yeah, that is really nice. Yeah, they're so like supportive and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were the BFI very hands-on during your process, or did they leave you to it?
In the run-up to starting it, like, we had quite a lot of like sort of script development meetings, and I know from other people who have applied and got it last year, like, they've definitely been very hands-on with, like, you tend to get like one or two development execs, and I was really pleased because obviously as a writer, it's like, I really wanted that sort of script editor role, like somebody to sort of really help me like perfect the script and get it right, because I've never had that mentorship before where I've been able to give somebody who knows a lot more than me, like, my work and be like, tell me like how to get better at this, you know? So that was really good. And yeah, I think they're definitely, it was a funny time when we did it because of lockdown. And I think there was a bit of a reshuffle going on in the BFI. So we had that. And then there was a bit of a break before we started production. So it sort of, the contact got on pause from both sides. Like, we weren't doing anything, so we didn't have stuff. And then in production, they sort of came back and we were sending them storyboard. And then once we started animating, we'd send them like rushes, but like less frequently. But yeah, it was good. I think it's always good having that interaction, especially at the beginning, like either in pre-production or when you're trying to perfect the idea. Because obviously when you're making it, like, they can't get involved as much. So I think it's really helpful to have that at any beginning stage. Get as many eyes on the prize as possible.
Yeah. Having like external feedback is just the best, like, so helpful.
Yeah, definitely. And that can like seem a bit daunting, I guess, but in the long run, it's like, yeah, you just get so much somewhere quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brain's dying. So yeah, now, well, yeah, you said you're having the last meeting. And so, like, do you think the film is nearly finished? And A, what are you going to do with the film? Is it going into festivals and stuff? And then B, after it's done, like, what are you hoping for next?
Okay, so within the last meeting that I'm going to have, the plan is that we're going to talk about together, like, maybe some festivals that it might be good to submit for. And I haven't done that before, so I'm really thankful for them to help with that. Yeah, and then once that's done, release it. And then after that, I'd like to work on some very short sort of portfolio things and sort of just play around with materials and experiment and stuff like that. And I'd really like to collaborate with some people as well on maybe, I don't know, like a short or something that we could develop together. Yeah, I think I just want to experiment.
Keep making stuff, yeah. Yeah. Have you been... like, are you interested in any other funding arms or more about like just kind of playing a bit more on your own first?
Yeah, I'd like to play around a bit more now, just for like the next few months whilst I'm still sort of like, I don't know, I guess I'm like coming out of this film and then just playing around, seeing what I would like to make maybe for a bigger project sometime next year or something. So I think next year, probably once I've had some more like learning and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's exciting. Well, that's really exciting to see that. Like, I'm excited to see this one, but I'm excited that it will be, it's like a first in the step of many, hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been doing since? And then,
Since I've gone back to just freelancing animation wise, but I have also taken on another screenwriting job since, which has been good. It was more adaptation actually, but yeah, so I did get some more writing, which is really nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, but definitely want to do more. Another friend and I have an idea that we were going to maybe do for the short film fund that's coming up. I don't know whether we're going to hit the deadline now. I know, having said, again, just do it. But even if we don't hit that fund, we're using the deadline and the structure of the application to get our idea like down on paper and get things ready so that if we hit the deadline, great, we can apply for it, and if not, we are like kind of good to go if we need to make it on our own, which I think I said last time as well, is like that's always a good way to use the application, is to even if you apply and you don't get it, it's so useful to have gone through those steps and like laid out what you want to make, and so you can see it for yourself as, and maybe step back and be like, oh yeah, is this what I want to make? Yes it is, no it isn't, we need to tweak this. I'm doing that, and then me and Hannah are actually sort of developing ideas like for slightly longer format stuff that we're going to hopefully pitch. But yeah, hopefully it's definitely given us the excitement to do more together and make more things, like hopefully bigger things. But even not, like, I'd be happy doing another short for sure. It was definitely the boost I needed, I think, in my career. Because, like, I've wanted to write for quite a long time and was always doing it in my spare time. And, you know, juggling anything while you're working is always a bit fraught. Unless you're, like, super on it, it's sometimes a bit difficult. But, so I feel like it was a good little kick up the ass to do more and prove to myself that, like, oh, I can do it.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, was it like nice to develop that sort of working relationship with Hannah, even though, like from friends to working together?
Yeah. It was really good. And we'd only met 6 months before the application. So Hannah LaWalker had introduced us, and I think we'd done two jobs together. Yeah, and then she just sort of asked me, and basically our friendship has grown from that point, really. Like, you know, we knew each other, but we weren't like necessarily friends. We're not as good friends as we are now. But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's been really lovely. I think we do have a very similar way of working and we have fun, so that it's been great for that.
Yeah.
Expanding my friendship group.
Always good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do you think you can sort of put into time how long it took you to do your application from sort of like getting the idea to apply and then hitting submit?
I think I found out about it maybe 2 weeks before the deadline, and then I sort of had it thinking about it for maybe like a week, and then I started my, I just did it in one go. Yeah, I think I did maybe on like a weekend or something, over a weekend. Just a bit on and off. Yeah, obviously compared to like what you had to do for the BFI, it was, because it's just me. I didn't have to have a producer or anything. It was quite straightforward.
Yeah. Mm. And that's definitely like one of the scariest bits, is just thinking, oh my God, what am I going to have to do? You know, like I think on ours, obviously it helped because we were teamed with Strange Beast as well, because there was a whole thing about like, yeah, the diversity thing that you had to go through. And then I think there was like a climate thing, or like, you know, your like carbon footprint stuff. But I think when you look at the application again, they do make it easy for you to, it is tick boxes, I think. Like, you don't have to be like, I'm going to plant like 100 trees or something. But there was details like that, that I think if Strange Beast hadn't been involved, then I would have been like, I don't know how to do any of that. But I think, again, it looks scarier than it is sometimes. And you can just, did you have like stuff like that that you had to tick, or was it much more like just your sort of personal development kind of plan?
Yeah. Honestly, it was like, compared to that, I think it was very straightforward.
Yeah.
I think the most stressful part for me, I think, was just planning for the meeting.
Mm. Did they give you a heads up of what it would be about?
I think they just said to come in for like an informal conversation, but like, obviously I was thinking like, what are they going to ask? And I think just like some of the things that they asked were just asking about like me as a person, as an animator, and like why I wanted to do it, how the funding I think would help my practice, things like that, quite simple. I think they asked about inspirations as well. They asked about what animators I liked, or what sort of films, and like other things like maybe books and stuff like that. I think I spoke about like that sort of storytelling.
Did you have to prep any like other visual stuff, like illustrations or anything like that, for the interview?
No, they just had the document that I'd sent to them. They just had that up, and then I spoke through a bit of them.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, it was nice. I think a big part of why the application is so simple is that you don't have to make any style frames ahead of time. Like, if you get it, then that's when you start, which is really, really like nice.
Yeah. It's really nice for people to like champion an idea you have that early on, because that's the other thing, like when you're on your own, you're like, is it this idea or is it a different idea? Like, you know, you can dismiss your own ideas and move on to one, and it's just nice to be like kind of given the encouragement to stick with one and see it through.
Yeah, definitely. I was just very surprised. Like, I was like, oh yay.
Yeah. That's so nice.
How did you feel when you found out you got the funding to work on it?
I mean, yeah, like super shocked. I mean, the whole thing, yeah, like I think we found out we had the interview just before Christmas, and then we had the interview in February, and I was just like, oh my God, like I never expected to even get to the interview stage, you know. And then I was so nervous at the interview, because I'm, you know, again, like I'm an animator and writer, and like Han as a director has obviously done pitches and stuff like that, but I'm so not used to being in front of people and having to like talk about like my reasons for doing things or anything like that, or like have any of the attention on me. So I was just like, oh God, this is terrifying. But they were really lovely, and like, yeah, I knew Helen on the board from like animation life back in Bristol, and like vaguely I knew of her. I didn't know her very well, but yeah, they were really lovely, and it was very clear that they loved film and wanted to make good stuff, and so that side of it was like a bit less terrifying in the end, because you're just like, oh yeah, these people are there to champion people who are making like stuff that they believe in, and they want to just keep making good films too. So you're just like, oh okay, yeah, all right. And then you're like, ooh, they think my thing's good. Is it? But yeah, that it was, yeah, in the end. And it was probably quite brief. I actually don't know how long it took in the end, but it felt like it was over like that. Like, was yours a long chat or was it quite quick?
Yeah, I think it was about half an hour, maybe an hour actually. Yeah. But like you said, it went really quickly because it was, yeah, I don't know, I was nervous. And then it ended up being quite nice in the end, just chatting to them about, yeah, like you say,
yeah,
really, like just people who love film. So
yeah, and that's like the nicest thing, I guess, about these sort of film funds and stuff, is that you know these people care about that. It's not just like, here's some money and we'll take a back seat and stuff. It's like, oh no, actually they do want it. They want it to work as much as you do. Sounds very like sickly sweet. How do you prepare to do it, other than like we said, just do it?
You kind of already said, but maybe again, like, what were your initial starting steps, like when you knew you wanted to do it, what did you do after that?
I guess it helps to give yourself, I guess, don't worry about the time, like see what you can do in the time and just go for it. But within that time, like be realistic and figure out what are the things that you need, and do you have them, or do you have enough time to do them? And if so, just go for it, give it a go and just do it. Wow, this is thrilling. Just do it, guys. It's fine.
It is the only way, I guess. Just like
take a risk.
Just sit down. Yeah, sit down. Crack on. Like just crack on with like the initial beginning bit, because that's the hardest bit.
Yeah.
Like for me, anyway. Like is like sitting down and being like, okay, you're doing this now. Just start doing it.
Yeah, I guess have a little bit of self-belief as well. Like especially if it's an idea that just makes you feel excited, or if it's one you've had for a long time, like just have the belief that it could go somewhere and it's worth trying, because it always will be. Even if it doesn't happen, like you'll get further developing that idea by trying the application process than you will if you just think, oh okay, I'll do it another time. Like it's all about just like adding to what you have, I guess, in the long run.
Yeah, something that you genuinely care about and like something you're really excited by will make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
'Cause, yeah, you'll be thinking about it already.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. How long is your film, your end film?
It's 2.5 minutes.
Amazing. Wow. How long did it take you? Like, how have you been working and doing the film in your spare time, or did you like take a bit of time off?
No, I've been working full time and then working on the film around that.
Yeah.
So some weeks I'd been really busy, so I'd only been able to do a little bit, and then like some weekends I would just do that.
Yeah.
So kind of on and off, but over the course of like a long time, I guess. Like a good few months so focused on it. But it did change a lot throughout that time.
Mm-hmm. And were Film London like quite supportive in helping you kind of figure out a schedule, or was it much more just like, it's up to you, like you do it when you can? Like how did they kind of structure it?
So there were deadlines, like so the film had to be finished by February roughly. There were set times every couple of months for, so like whatever you had discussed in the previous meeting to have so and so done. So it was personal to each person, but like I said before, when I couldn't work on it, they were really allowing for that, and if I couldn't make a deadline, that like it was fine, it was okay.
And was it quite nice in a way having that like accountability, like so you had the meeting and then you knew what you had to get done?
Yeah, that for me is always the best thing.
Yeah,
best thing. Like just making sure there's a deadline that is not just in my own.
Yeah,
otherwise it might just slip.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, I know that feeling.
So your film is it's around 7 minutes.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
yeah,
so 7.5 yeah. or 8.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah.
How long were you in production for?
In production, I think animators, I think, started around November 2020, maybe. I might be getting the years wrong on this. But a November.
Yeah.
And then we had the animators, I think, till like February, March. And then we had like cleanup until like March, April. And then, yeah, we sort of blitzed through the budget a little quicker than we hoped. And then, yeah, like on and off then, you know, obviously it went to comp after that and stuff, which was all fine within the budget. But then like any tweaks we made, like, or finishing cleanup or animation was like me and Hannah on our own, which we sort of did throughout 2021, really. Like on, again, like we were working, like, so it was on and off in between jobs doing like the real fine tooth comb through the
fine combing,
yeah, the detail stuff. That sort of went on, and then, you know, like we'd sort of finish and then we'd like tweak the edit a bit and stuff as well, and obviously like then things had to go back a little bit with the music if we made any tweaks and stuff. And then we released it, I think, in January 22. Yeah. So it was, yeah, a while.
Did you submitted it to festivals before releasing it?
We went the route of putting it on Instagram, Vimeo. We got a Vimeo staff pick when we released it. So we put it on Vimeo. Part of our interview process, we'd sort of said that we wanted to make the film like quite accessible. So we went the Vimeo route and put it out there first, and then submitted to festivals as well. So we were doing it simultaneously, which, you know, like most of the advice was like hold it back for like the festivals that you want to get in case there's like a clause where they can't have stuff that's online. But we sort of ignored that and put it online, and then we were like, oh, should we have ignored that? It took a long time. We had it online, and obviously it was amazing being online and getting the staff pick, and it got like loads of views really quickly, which was amazing. But then it did take a while for like the festival stuff to come in, and we were like, oh no, maybe we've like screwed that up a little bit. But in the end it was fine, and there's a few festivals that said they didn't take it because it was online, but actually a lot of them have been fine with it. We didn't get into like the big ones like Annecy or anything like that. We ended up getting the BAFTA nomination, which was bonkers. Thank you. Such a weird thing to say, but and actually, I thought you had to have got into some qualifying festivals to get there, but my partner tells me you don't. So that's a really good thing for people to know, that you can just apply for that, because that's all we did. Yeah. And it worked out really well for us. Mm. But it definitely is a like question you sort of need to ask yourself, I guess, with the festival route, like whether you would, because it would have been lovely, obviously, to if we'd got into Annecy or any of that stuff, but maybe we never would have. But it's a tricky one that I think you've just got to go off like personal preference and decide how you want to do it. Yeah, but it is a fun thing, like submitting to the festivals and stuff, but it can get pretty overwhelming and expensive.
Yeah, definitely. Especially as well, like it's almost like a secret that no one else can see for a year or...
Yeah, and when you've worked so hard on it, like you kind of just want to show people.
Yeah.
But like screening nights were also that I sort of enjoyed that in a way. Like I couldn't get to a lot of the festivals that we submitted to because they were abroad and I was just broke at the time. But a lot of the screening nights that we ended up getting it into, like, it was just really fun going along and being there with everyone else and like watching it with an audience, or like being able to speak to people whose films you'd seen and loved. And that was really fun. I definitely recommend making sure you've got a few of those kind of things.
Mm. What was it like, I don't know, seeing people's reactions to it, like live in person?
It was really nice. We did one at Overlap in Birmingham that our friend runs, and everyone was super sweet and just like asking us how we did it, and you know, like, yeah, just it was just really nice to you sort of make this thing a bit in isolation, like obviously with your team and stuff. Was for you, I guess, even more so, like if it was just you on it. So it's really nice to be like, to actually see it in the real world, not just on your computer.
yeah, completely.
Yeah.
I think that when I first watched it, I felt quite teary. Like, it's
did
so
you?
Like, yeah. I think, I don't know, I think it was just the perfect thing to watch at the time that I watched it.
That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah, I always like the shot that Matt Lloyd animated when she hugs the fox at the top of the mountain. Like, every time I'm like, oh. I love that shot so much.
So beautiful.
That's amazing. Thanks. Oh, yeah. I think if I had the last message, my final word, I think, yeah, just go for it. And, you know, if it is one that requires like a lot of work, then find people to collaborate with and like team up, and like don't like ask for help, because I think it is out there, especially like from institutions like Film London and stuff. Like, they really do actually seem like they're there to help and hook people up, and yeah, I mean, they're set up as charities for this sort of reason, so definitely utilize the resources that are available. There's probably more resources than you realize, I think. Yeah, and good luck, and do it. Just do it.
Yeah, I think if maybe you're stuck with your application, then just show a friend or like people within your network that you already know, and I'm sure like they would gladly take a look. And yeah, definitely just apply. and yeah, it like there's no reason why it could like you wouldn't be picked.
Yeah.
Like that. Just, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Everyone, go do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the numbers are, but don't necessarily assume that, like, you'll get lost in the sea of applications. Sometimes you might think the chances are smaller than they actually are. I don't know. Did they ever tell you how many people applied?
No, they didn't actually, but there are 4 spaces, so that already is... I don't know. That felt quite positive to
me. Yeah. That's good.
And like, another thing, just to say that any sort of style as well, I think they just say like experimental, as in like that can be story and anything.
I see.
It's very open.
Is there a specific brief to it? No. Or is it specifically for experimental?
Yeah, experimental. But like after speaking to them in the interview, they were very open in like as in interpretation of what that meant. So
that's cool.
Yeah, very open.
And also, actually, like in the fund that I was part of, we last week we just had a screening of all. There was 10 films that got the fund, and we just had a screening of all of them. And I hadn't seen any of them, I don't think, actually. And yeah, it was a totally mixed bag, like some narrative stuff, some really abstract stuff, but again, styles completely mixed. There was a lot of like live action mixed in there with the animation. So yeah, definitely don't think any restrictions. I think they'll probably be worked around if they like the idea or like just involved. So yeah, for sure. Open to anything.
Yeah.
More or less.
do what you would like to do.
Yeah.
That's what you would like to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope that helped give you an idea about the application process. I want to say a huge thank you to Lana and Harriet for talking with us, and we really hope to see you go out there and get applying to those funds. We'll be back in the future with a new season of the She Drew That podcast, but until then, from everyone at She Drew That, thank you for listening.